No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Okay, so last week, special edition of the show, where we were all on a soapbox, I think equally, probably even more me than Captain Ed and Captain Keith, which was kind of a surprise. But I was really upset about this USA Today article that was titled Unfit to Fly, and it just had a bunch of erroneous statistical information that didn't seem, well, presented fairly from a pilot's point of view. And what's the guy's name that I posted on Facebook, this article in the Huffington Post? He did really well. Jeff Schweitzer. And we posted that on the Just Plane Radio Facebook page. And I think a lot of people appreciated, the response from at least a reporter standpoint, and basically calling out all the things that we brought up last week on the show, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, but he did a good job. So we posted that on our Facebook page. We've gotten that out of our system. And because of all the news, media covering war things and IRS scandals and God knows what else, I still, a week later, haven't seen hardly anything on the national media as far as TV is concerned. So that's good.
Yeah.
Because it was garbage. It shouldn't have gotten much play anyway. And maybe it'll blow over and won't be as damaging as it could have been in a slower news week. So we got that going for us, right, gang?
Yep.
So let's just move on to other things that affect me.
After all, it is all about Greg.
Yeah. Right? You're with me on this, right, Keith?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if this is really a good or a bad thing, but, you know, we are going to AirVenture, or I should say, I am being sent to AirVenture in Oshkosh this year.
You've been a bad boy. You have to go to Oshkosh.
Yes, I'm flying solo to Air... Well, I'm not going to fly in.
Allegiant's flying him solo.
Right. I'm going to go tackle the experience of AirVenture solo as a representative for Just Plane Radio. Well, we got a few other support staff that are going to meet us out there. But
say Clay's going.
Yeah, Ed and Keith aren't going to come out, and so I don't have my instructors with me. But I'm going to go out there and cover this event for the first time, and it's a little daunting in one sense too. I'm really looking forward to it. Don't get me wrong, but knowing that it's like four times bigger than Sun and Fun in Lakeland, which was a massive event in its own right.
I don't think that's an accurate number.
You don't think it's three times?
More than four times. It's massive, Greg. It's absolutely massive. And I haven't been there in 20 years, and it was massive.
Yeah. Well, I thought I had heard that Sun and Fun's about 25 or 20% the size of
That's probably AirVenture. A Sun and Fun number.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think they're being a little generous on their end, huh?
I think they're inflating.
Keith, what do you know? Have you heard anything along those lines or what? What do you know?
I know that 79.7% of statistics are made up on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask that reporter.
Just ask USA Today. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, but it's massive. And Sun and Fun was big enough. Mm-hmm. But, of course, you know, we went there for the whole week. I had a ball. And I did enjoy it, but it was a lot of walking. And so...
Nothing compared to this.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to do it in 2 days, which is...
You're not going to see everything.
It's not going to be possible. I'm just going to walk and keep walking and walk. I'm going on a walkabout. That's what I'm going to do. And look at all the cool planes and network with some folks in the aviation industry and that kind of thing. So I don't know. I think I'll... knowing how I... work a show like this. I mean, I have no fear of walking a big, a long distance like that, but I'm going to, the trick when you're covering an event like that is knowing where everything is, and when it's so big, unless you have that map and you have planned it out in advance, I have a feeling you could get lost real easily.
Yeah.
And so I guess I got to do some preparation in that regard, which is not my, one of my strong points.
Really,
what are you
Greg?
Are you talking about the preparation, or are you talking about just trying to read a map?
Read a map, yeah. Yeah, you know, I gotta bring my cheaters if I got to read a map. And God knows I don't like carrying those
Wait
around.
A minute. I guarantee you there's an app for that.
I can't read my phone if I don't have my cheaters. So
take your iPad. It's geo-referenced.
I still need my cheaters for my iPad. But, I will.
Pinch and zoom.
You know, I got to take this, I got to plan my flight plan my visit to Oshkosh just like I'm planning a flight.
Yeah.
So I'll have to pack all that stuff and plan accordingly. But, I'm looking forward to it. But it is... It's going to be a little intimidating. And so we're basically, you know, the idea this year is to go to AirVenture and kind of get a little taste of how they got it laid out. And then maybe next year do what we've been doing at Sun and Fun the last year or two, where we set up a whole broadcast location and do our show, interview folks and that kind of thing. That is the goal. But I figured I better just go and scope it out and find a place for us this time. And experience it from that standpoint. Now, you went to AirVenture how long ago, Ed?
My last time up there, I think, was 1991.
All right. And this is considered like the Super Bowl of air shows or something. What do they call it? Is that right?
Yeah. It's
just massive. The biggest one in the world. Is it the world?
I believe so. Definitely the biggest general aviation one in the world. There might be a couple military air shows and expos that might be considered bigger. But this one is... It's something every pilot has to do sometime in their life.
It's the Woodstock of aviation. That's what I've heard it called.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah. So there'll be hippies and stuff dancing around.
You'll be there.
There won't be any music playing, but they'll be dancing. Tie-dye
actually,
t-shirts.
No, actually, no, there will be concerts.
There will be, that's right.
You know, think about the nightlife that you were looking for in
at Sun and Fun. That you'll I didn't find really find. There. You think they'll have it, huh?
Well, no, I've camped there, and you know, just like Sun and Fun has a radio, they have a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have the blimp flying over the campground at night, rolling messages about what's going on each day. And,
right.
And, there are a lot more venues for entertainment in the evenings because it really, the fun shifts out to the campgrounds at night.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the camp store at Sun and Fun. The camp store at Oshkosh is, picture the old big red barns it's a barn. And it's full of stuff. You don't have to take anything. Now, granted, if you don't take it, it's going to cost you a lot more buying it there than it would be if you bought it at the Kroger store on your way in.
Right.
But it really is exponentially bigger. And that's why I say four times is not the number I would say. Hmm. Yeah, even though I haven't been there in over 20 years, I believe it is still massive comparatively.
All right. Well, you know, I'm flying in commercial. Now, Clay is bringing his plane in, his new Saratoga.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, you know, should we fly into the event? And he was looking into it, but he's thinking he may need to fly out of there Sunday afternoon. And because the air show is going on, he won't be able to do that, I'm guessing.
That's right.
Yeah. So he may just fly into Appleton, which is the airport I'm flying in. It's about 20 miles away from Oshkosh. And then we'll just take a car in.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's a good plan. But the way you described it is like, wait, even if we drive in, we may have to park and we might be 5-6 miles away from walking.
No. It'll probably be 2 or 3.
From
the main gate.
All right. Well, that's what they get those little golf carts. They'll pick us up, the old folks, right, Keith? They'll do that for us, right? As media, maybe?
Well, no, their trams running all over the place like at Sun and Fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can get on any one of those trams just like it's Sun and Fun.
Should I look like I can't walk well or, you know, like hunch over or maybe look like I need help and assistance? Would that
You don't have to act.
No, you don't.
Uh-huh. All right. Well,
We saw you at Sun and Fun.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Keith. Thanks for that support. Well, you know, I don't know. I might have a camping option. I have a whole hotel on on hold right now that I'm debating on how I'm going to address this. But I do like the camping thing, but I'm a little concerned about the weather issues there in Oshkosh. But it shouldn't be a problem this time of year. It could just be really hot.
It could be really hot. It could be a little humid. I think the humidity that they get up there, you know, lasts a day or two. It's never like us that lasts the whole summer.
Is it like a dry heat kind of thing?
No, humidity. It's not dry heat.
No, it's not.
No, so you can get hot.
And just humid. Like we got in Orlando.
Yeah.
So we could be dripping sweat and stinky and sounds like a ball.
Or you could be rained on and freezing cold. It's either or.
Okay. Rained on, freezing, hot, sweaty. Boy, that sounds like a party. And I'm going to make it happen one way or another. All right, we got more to address and talk about right here on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a hotspot for world-class anglers and Hollywood stars for over 50 years. They fly into Freeport or take advantage of the 4,000-foot private runway. So in as little as 20 minutes from Florida, you too could be experiencing world-class fishing, diving, paddleboarding, whatever your adventurous heart desires, Deepwater Cay delivers. So treat yourself like the star that you are at Deepwater Cay's private island resort in the Bahamas. Go to deepwatercay.com. That's deepwatercay.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whoa, kill the motor, dude. Let us see what Squirt does flying solo.
Just Plain Radio, Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals, FTPros.com, the website to go to and have them teach you how to fly, which, you know, we're kind of doing that as well. They're doing that with me. I'm a little bit on, I'm on hiatus right now for my training because I'm traveling the world. I got to go to AirVenture and kind of live the lifestyle for a while. That's my excuse. Will that work?
No.
I'm looking at you, Ed. Come on.
That's
the lifestyle would be to fly in there.
Well, I am flying in there on a Legionnaire, which
I said on your own.
Well, you know, is how they charge there at a Legionnaire. They're one of those a la carte airlines. I kind of wonder, you know, I had to pay for my carry-on. I have to pay for my seat assignment. Do I got to pay like a contingency? Like I'll pay you another $10 if you get me there in one piece kind of thing. I don't know what.
But I can tell you this.
Yeah.
Do not stop at Starbucks and get that frou-frou drink that you get in the morning.
Why? Skinny vanilla latte.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what's wrong with that?
Don't get that foo-foo drink.
Why?
Because they also charge you to use a lab.
Are you kidding me? Do they really? Don't say that. They do not. Do they have really have coin-operated or turlets on a Legionnaire?
No, they don't.
Okay.
only because it's illegal.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wait a minute. I haven't flown them, and I'd heard that could happen somewhere, but not here yet. But all right.
They actually tried that overseas, you can't do that. You have to have public restrooms. So.
Okay. Well, at least, thank goodness. Yeah, I was going to wait. I can't give up my skinny vanilla latte. That would be like torture.
I got going there, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You did. You almost had me. All right, well, let's talk about other stuff, because there are other things in the aviation world that we need to discuss today on Just Plane Radio. One being the flying car. Everybody has been demanding this for years, and there actually is a company that is, I don't know, put it back out there and seems to be at least putting out a lot of press releases on this thing. Now, what do you know about it, Ed? Have you seen it too, or what?
Oh yeah, we saw it at Sun & Fun a couple years ago.
Well, is that the exact one we saw?
Yes.
It looks different though.
No, you're thinking the one that had the parachute that we saw at Light
Right,
Sports,
right. But no, yeah, that was
this
like,
is the one that was sitting over by where AOPA's tent was this year.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I guess I did. Yeah. I vaguely remember. But the wings fold up on this one. Like
hopefully not
straight up. Yeah, not in flight. Ideally. And then, so, you know, it folds out and then you can fly it and then it folds up and you can pull it into your garage or drive it down the street or whatever you need to do, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the
theory.
The idea. Now, the thing about this one, though, and I kind of wonder if this could potentially backfire on them, and this is where Keith could come into play, because there's a article out this week that says they are looking for investors in China. And, you know, a lot of people thought, Keith, that this was one of the problems we had with the, which one? The Skyhawk? No. Was it Skyhawk?
Skycatcher.
That was made in China. A lot of the pilots didn't appreciate that element. Do you think they could be making a mistake by taking this thing to China or looking for investors in China or something? Or I don't know. Maybe that's not what this is saying. But what do you think? Could that be a problem?
Well, yeah, I definitely think it could be a problem because, you know, I think the American people showed very, very quickly about with the Skycatcher what their thoughts were of that.
Yeah.
However, I think what they're looking at is, you know, general aviation is just starting to open up in China. And it's a huge, huge market that is totally untapped because it's never been allowed before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the street crowding the way it is, you know, it could be a viable option for them. I don't know. It could be awfully dangerous.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you're right. Maybe that's it. They're not necessarily looking at it as we're going to make these things in China because I don't think that's the goal. But they're looking at the Chinese market being so many people. The market is just developing the general aviation. Maybe they can get their foot in the door and make some inroads from a financial standpoint that would make sense. But they are, you know, they're looking for strategic partners and funding to bring the flying car to the streets and in the air by 2016. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if this thing flies, literally. I don't know. Would you use a flying car?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Because
I hate driving.
Driving kind of blows.
I just spent a long weekend driving back and forth to Tallahassee.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a one-passenger or two-passenger thing, tops. So it ain't going to be able to carry a lot. But for someone that needs to get someplace where flying is an issue or you want to just... The flying car with the parachute thing, what would you call that? Paraglider or something?
Yeah.
I mean, the nice thing about that is you need a very, you know, you don't even need much space to get that thing off the ground because of the parachute.
Yeah.
So you could pull off the curb and throw that parachute up if the wind's working with you the right way, and you could take off right out of traffic pretty easily.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. What do you think, Keith? You want one of these or no?
You know, I'm still debating on whether or not I want that because, you know, Ed knows this. I love to drive.
You like driving. He's got his motorcycle on the ground, and you got that in planes for the air. So you like to keep them separate.
I think you need a flying motorcycle.
Ooh. What do you think about that? No? That won't work for you either?
Nah.
He's a traditionalist. You know?
I am.
Old school. You got to get with the 90s there, buddy. I don't know. Look
who's talking.
Hey. You won't find Ed or Keith, for that matter, walking around with a skinny vanilla latte. That's very metrosexual.
You only usually see very, very proper white girls doing that.
And what do I say when I'm drinking this? When I order it, what do I tell the barista? I say, I want a skinny vanilla latte. They go, why? Because I got to watch my girlish figure.
Yeah, I guess.
And I've said too much already. Yeah. So I don't even know where I was going to go with that. Let's just move on. Another big news story. Amelia Earhart is flying again.
I thought she died.
She was lost.
She's lost.
Maybe they found her.
Was she on that TV program?
She could have been. It might have inspired something. But no, there's a girl named Amelia Earhart. And I guess she's 31 years old. And she's not related to the famous Amelia Earhart. However, she wants to break the record, be the youngest person to circumnavigate the globe.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I guess, it's one of those things that, her parents played an evil trick and named her that. And
so
okay, I have no choice. And she's been dealing this with 30 plus years. I might as well finally go ahead and take the hint.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. All right, maybe that's all I need to do is just change my name to a famous aviator, and that will give me more incentive to get my private pilot certificate. What do you think, Ed? Have you ever thought about that as motivation for your students?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? I say you shouldn't make jokes. Lightning will strike.
Most of our students don't need any motivation.
They're motivated enough.
Yeah, we just got a thunder boomer. As soon as I said that, I don't know if that came across on the air, but it was like, whoa, okay, I'll straighten up, I promise.
I'm going to step back from the microphone.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's one potential thing you guys could add to your teaching arsenal, maybe.
Well, now
name change.
Now.
What?
With our group out in West Palm Beach, we used to give them call signs like, Maverick and Goose and all that stuff.
Right.
But they wanted to pick their own. No. We gave it to them, and it was appropriate.
You gave them...
We gave them call signs.
Okay, that you felt would motivate them to...
No, that fit their personality appropriately.
So that was just to amuse you?
Yes.
Okay. That will not motivate your students. That's what I'm talking about, motivating your students to challenge them, which is what Cessna is getting ready to do, and we're going to participate in a little program with them.
Yeah, well, we can remember we talked about it last year, the Discover Flying Challenge. They gave airplanes to college interns and turned them loose on the country to go show the product off, and they're doing it again this year with 8 this time.
Yeah.
And they're going to be in Orlando, and I've got you all hooked up for a ride in a brand new 2014 Cessna 172 Skyhawk.
Sweet! All right, so the idea is these are interns, so these are young kids.
College students
that are going to take me up in this new plane with the idea of like, look, I'm in college. I'm not even half your age, and I'm doing this, you loser. Get off your ass and learn how to fly.
That's not what I thought. That's just a fringe benefit.
Okay, once again, that comes back to the part of amusing my flight instructors, Captain Ed and Captain Keith.
We'll interview Alex and get you up in the airplane, get some segments in the airplane.
All right, that sounds good.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
How soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me. I'm a doctor.
No, I mean I'm just not sure.
Or can't you take a guess?
Well, not for another 2 hours.
You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. They say, come fly with me. Let's fly away.
This is Just Plane Radio, Greg and co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith, flight training professionals. All right, so we have this Cessna challenge that we're going to do. You'll hear about that. That'll be right after the week of the 4th of July.
Right after the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
But, they're going to come in. We're going to do an interview with Alex. He's one of the Discovery Flying Pilots. I got to meet all these guys when I was out in Wichita back in late May.
Right.
And Alex is actually from Florida and is going to be flying in and taking you up, and we're going to interview him, and we're going to do some cross-promoting on Facebook with each other. And they're at, if you want to check them out, Discover Flying Challenge on Facebook. So go to Facebook/Discover Flying, or just go search online, Google Discover Flying Challenge, and you'll get to their Facebook page. And what these guys are doing, they're just flying all over the country all summer long. They all converge on Oshkosh, so you might even be able to set up a follow-on interview if you're going to be up at AirVenture and interview the whole group and maybe get some video with them up there, because they'll have all their airplanes there and their entire crew, which will, you know, pretty neat little sight.
Yeah. How many people? How many interns are we talking about?
I think there's 7 interns flying around the country, and then one that's remaining in Wichita as the scheduler coordinator.
All right, so this is a 2014 model of the new Cessna 172.
Correct.
So are you going to get in this plane as well?
No.
They won't let you?
Because I'll want to take it home with me.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I'll ride in the back.
You'll ride in the back?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about you, Keith? You're going to miss this opportunity, or do you really care?
I am going to miss this, but I would like to see Ed flying in the back.
Well, yeah, true.
Yeah, I mean,
only a couple people I get in the back seat of an airplane with them up in the front.
What are you trying to say exactly?
He's a control freak.
Well, if I'm up there and you are my flight instructor, you should feel totally at ease.
No.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering, will he be able to hand the controls out over to me and let me play?
A little bit.
Like, hey, my instructor's in back. He said it's okay.
A little bit.
Yeah, but he'll be thoroughly briefed before you go.
It'll be like, don't trust him. Don't let him get his hands near the controls.
3,000 feet minimum hard deck.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to go and fly around and just do a little cruise.
And we're going to video. We're going to get the GoPro in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can throw some stuff out on Facebook for us and for them.
All right, I like it. No, that sounds like a good time. We'll take a little cruise around Orlando, though.
Yeah.
And just do a little sightseeing, do some power-off stalls and all that. No, we won't
do
that.
Split S's, all that
stuff.
Yeah,
just all the fun
stuff. Because
it's
their airplane. We don't care about it.
Yeah, I mean, and these guys are just traveling around the country on Cessna's dime.
Yeah.
They just want to go play.
Yeah.
And see some cool stuff. I like it. It sounds like a fun time.
I'd like to go do the job myself. You know, spend all summer flying an airplane around the country.
That ain't a bad gig.
No, they probably don't make really good money. So probably,
well, it's an internship.
Idea. Yeah,
you know. So
they're doing it to get the job at the end. Which last year they hired, I think, 4 of the 7.
Yeah, to do what?
They're working in different parts of the company. Some are in marketing. Some are in. Some of them are waiting for them to graduate from college because they were college juniors. Mm-hmm. Between junior and senior year.
I like it.
But yeah, they're kind of spattered all over.
So how many of these new Cessna 2014 models have you been in I haven't been in any of the 14. I was going to say, there, you know, there can't be that many out there.
Oh, there, so there are a good number of them out there.
Is there? Okay. I mean, compared to Charlie Mike, this is going to be like a totally different airplane for me, though, isn't it?
It'd be like flying the 182 when we flew that.
Okay. Just be two big glass panels.
Yeah.
Real high-tech looking.
Yeah.
Fly itself, pretty much.
No.
Well, I'll tell myself that so I won't feel as intimidated. And then, like, okay.
You should tell him yes, Ed.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it was like,
Alex turn the autopilot on.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'll say, I got the flight controls, and it go, okay, yeah, let me set the autopilot. Okay, you have the flight controls. And that's what will happen, probably.
Probably.
But, yeah, but that'll be fun. That definitely be a good time. And that'll happen right after the 4th of July. So a couple weeks from now, you'll hear all about that and see it on our website or on the Just Plain Radio Facebook page. The other, you know, I don't know if we'll do any kind of spot landings, but you're showing me this other video that we just posted on the Facebook page as well of this, what is that, a Marine or Air Force guy?
It's a Marine Harrier jet making a, I made the joke of it's a real spot landing.
Yes.
I mean, Harrier jets are vertical takeoff, vertical landing aircraft, and this mm-hmm. one launched off of an aircraft carrier, and he had a gear problem.
Yes. So he basically landed on a nose jack or something.
Well, yeah, that the nose gear came up but didn't come back down,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, is kind of a
problem.
Yeah, a problem. You land the airplane without the nose gear, it gets really messy and costs a lot of money to fix. So evidently, he, you know, gets on the radio, talks to the people on the ship, and they tell him what to do, and that they put this nose stand out there, which looked really to me like a couple sawhorses with a piece of plywood across the top.
Well, and do you notice in the video, too, he says, you know, when they knew they had a problem, they said, okay, we have this platform we can put out there just for this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I would have been thinking, what, you've been having this problem for some time now that you have a device to deal with it? That wouldn't instill the confidence as a pilot of these type of machines that I would
Marines don't think that much.
They don't think about anything
Marines
in that
don't
regard.
Think that they much. Air do. Force pilot probably would have thought about that.
Oh, really? Okay. Send your complaints to Ed
Greg
at
justplainradio.com.
Yes. But yeah, it's an impressive video. And he talks about how he can't see this platform and has to basically do a spot landing like he typically would. But he can't see what he's landing on. So he's like, okay, well, I'm just going to land it how I normally do, and hopefully it'll be there.
Yeah.
And sure
well,
enough.
I'm sure they had somebody further down the deck guiding them left or right to getting them aligned. Getting
well,
them
just like,
signals.
Well, he said not in the video he didn't say that.
Yeah.
No different than any other landing that they do, because they have to land in the exact same spot every time.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said in the video. So you can watch it yourself. That is impressive. Piloting for sure.
And
you know, he had the same reaction as I think most people would after a situation like that, that as soon as he landed and he realized what he did, he about flipped out.
Yeah.
And had
which
to check,
I thought I
check
think,
his
you
jumpsuit
know, of you know, the human factor side of that in what happens. You know, he kept his cool, he did what he needed to do,
mm-hmm.
and then once everything was over, that's when the reality of what he just did came to him, and it started affecting his performance. But he kept his cool while he had to, and that so that way it didn't affect his performance
right.
in the critical points.
Training kicks in, takes over,
yep.
but as soon as you've completed it, then reality sets in. You're like, holy crap, I did what? Oh, jeez.
Well, he said that he didn't see the nose bounce a couple times when it landed on the platform.
Right.
That he didn't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, watching the videos, he said he saw it, and it was pretty clear.
Yeah, the pucker factor pretty high, I'm guessing.
Probably.
Yeah. What do
the
you
other
think?
The other thing that was, there were nobody, he's like, I didn't realize there wasn't anybody on the deck because they were afraid if something went wrong, they kept
right.
everybody
they
else
cleared
away.
It. Yeah. So everybody else was running for their lives. And, one of those things he wouldn't have wanted to think about while he was trying to execute this amazing aviation feat. What about you, Keith? You ever, I know I've asked this before, but have you ever gotten in one of those type of situations where you knew you had to perform something that was a little bit at the outer reaches of your skill level, and you're a little concerned on how this is going to go or what?
Well, I've had nose gears not come down initially a couple of times, but the backup systems have always worked. So, no, I've never had to do that.
Mm. Yeah.
I've had to land single engine because engines quit and things like that. But,
you know, that's
all pretty normal.
That's a good reason not to fly a multi-engine airplane.
It is.
Then you can never worry about, you know, having to land with only one engine.
Well, that's true, too. And, you know, I've watched enough videos where the nose gear thing, where the pilots have put these planes down and survived fine. Just watching that has instilled a lot of confidence in me. Even though I know there's no chance in hell I could do it, just knowing that it actually can be done made me feel better about the whole situation. Does that make any sense?
In your mind, I'm sure it does.
Yeah, I'll just stick to my 172 where I don't have to worry about that whole nose gear thing yet, at least for now.
Oh, and, you still need to worry about it.
Do I?
Talk about a porpoise when we come back.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that was coming eventually. All right, we got more coming up on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Now go! Fly! Be free!
Time for me to fly! Oh, I got to set myself free! Time for me to fly! That's just how it's got to be! I know it hurts to say goodbye, but it's time for me to fly!
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. Now, I'm not sure what you're referring to about these videos that we have. Well, you have it on the Flight Training Professionals Facebook page of a video that you said I need to watch. But what would be the porpoise?
What would be the porpoise of you watching the porpoise video?
Ha ha ha.
Oh, God, that was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's worse is I got it.
Yeah, you and the only one.
Yeah, Keith's not laughing at all.
He's laughing on the inside, hysterically.
Okay. We're gonna show this video to Greg, and this is a classic demonstration of a porpoise. So
of porpoising on your landing.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Which I like dolphins. Why not?
Okay.
But really not the ideal thing.
This is what happens if you don't keep the nose wheel off on landing.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching. Okay?
So I'm going to play it, and we're going to get it all big size.
Nothing like watching video on a radio show.
Yeah, I was going to say, but
we'll describe it as best we can. Okay. And you've seen this video yourself, too, right, Keith? Or is this you, Keith?
No, I have not seen the video, so it might be me.
Notice how it gets worse and worse and worse until what happens at the end.
It looks like his nose gear disappeared.
Yeah, his nose gear collapsed because he didn't do the one most important thing of keeping the nose wheel off on landing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hold back on the yoke. And when it started to bounce up and down, he didn't do what?
He didn't pull back either.
He didn't
give it more power.
He didn't go around.
Ah.
The one thing that would prevented that accident from occurring that I just showed you was go around.
Right.
So that's where you're saying you like your 172 where this can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen to a 172. You can knock the nose gear off.
Yeah, you can break it. Sure. Yeah. Which I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I am not going to do it. I what would be the purpose?
I never should
Other than
gone
pissing
there.
Off my flight instructor. I don't
never
do that.
Gone there. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Oh, boy. All right. So, I mean, going around would be another option, but as soon as you came down like that, too, another option would have been at least to hit more power if you were going to, I don't know, beyond that threshold of being able to take off again. If you would have given it some power, couldn't have that kept him from bouncing a little bit too, or at that point it's too late.
He could have that is acceptable. He could have added a little power and get the nose up.
Yeah.
But the reality is, why try to save something that's already bad?
Right.
You know, we go back into the discussions we've had with the seminars with Diego and that every approach to the runway, the mindset should be every approach to the runway is a go around until the conditions and situation present itself for a good landing.
Mm-hmm.
The conditions and situation didn't present itself for a good landing on that time after the first hop.
Right.
At that point, full power, pitch up, go around.
Yeah. Well, as soon as you bounce off the first time and you realize you've bounced, you should have gave it full power and go around.
Yeah. And this time there was 7-8 bounces.
Yeah.
Before he definitely the nose gear crawled.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't look like, you don't know, but it doesn't look like he tried to give it any power. He's get down.
You look at the elevator. The elevator, if you watch it again, you watch the elevator on the airplane, it did not deflect up at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, in a couple places, it deflected the opposite. It pushed, he was trying to push the nose down again.
Yeah.
And that just aggravated it, made it worse, and then it became out of his control.
Yeah. Well, not good. I won't do that. See, but those that you can learn from that kind of stuff, just watching videos and what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
You learn from other people's mistakes, like, right, Keith?
Yep.
So I am, anyway. Even though I'm not actively training at the moment, that is part of, continuing to keep my head in the game.
You're what in the game?
My head.
My
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like over here.
Well, that's, that's just how I explain myself. You don't necessarily have to understand me. It's just as long as I get across my point from my standpoint.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
I gave up trying to understand you a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did you think that video he was going to show you? Because during the commercial break, Keith, you thought that he was going to play a video of you. So has that happened to you? Well, then why did he say that during the break? Or is Keith mad at me right now for bringing this up? Keith?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Well, why did you think he was going to hammer you?
Well, because, if Ed gets a chance, he's going to, as he should, because he knows that if I get an opportunity,
he's
going to
take
the same to him.
All right, so you've never porpoised?
Started one probably a couple times.
And then you went around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that uncommon to, if you're coming in and you make a flat landing, it's not that uncommon. And what it takes is just touching down with the nose wheel first, so nose hits, compresses a little bit, your mains hit, which of course those springs still gear, and that makes it bounce up again. So nose mains, and it just oscillates until it comes down at a steep enough angle to break the nose wheel off. And of course you catch the prop. Prop strike, engine tear down. You're talking what you just saw was at least a 20 to probably reality $35,000 repair to that airplane.
And the insurance says, what do they do?
Well, it depends on the value of the airplane. If that airplane was a $45,000 airplane, they're going to say it's total. And they're going to give you a check to pay it off. They're going to own the airframe. They're going to sell it to a mechanic. And believe me, I've seen it happen. Mechanic will come in and fix it up and literally fly it away, hang a new engine on it, throw a new gear on it, and even with firewall damage, we'll probably fly it away and then do the rest of the repair somewhere else.
It's just not going to happen.
Greg, it can happen to anybody.
No, it's not going to happen to me.
Seriously, it can happen to anybody, and that's the attitude you got to take.
You got to be prepared if it does.
I know that I got to go around. Simple as that.
Simple as that.
I know the rule, and it will kick in when that time arrives, but it's not going to arise. I've been trained by two world-class flight instructors that have trained me so well that there's no way I would ever make a dumb mistake like that. And before it gets so deep that we'll drown all three of us, we'll just end the show on that. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.